I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with this VPR News. An event that took place last week on a field in Bolton gives a new meaning to the term farm team. VPR's Steve Zinn attended the first ever Farmer Olympics and brought back this report.
Hi everyone, welcome to the first annual NOFA Vermont Farmer Olympics.
What little spandex there was at this athletic event was worn strictly for comic effect. And the footwear tended more toward muck boots than Nike. Of the 14 teams competing for the gold, perhaps the smallest was the trio from Last Resort Farm in Moncton. Mike Proya and David Littlefield came for fun. Teammate Addie Campbell had her sights set a little higher.
I'm pretty psyched up for this competition. They're sort of doing it just to entertain me, but I'm pretty stoked to bring home some gold here.
The opening ceremonies alone were something to behold. Each team took to the field and introduced itself.
Riding in the Kubota, two men make a manwich. Throw Addie in the middle.
What do you got?
An Addie sandwich!
Last Resort Farm. All right, great.
About 70 farmers, most in their 20s and 30s, stood at the starting line for the first event, assembling wax-coated cardboard boxes used to ship vegetables, then racing across the field and doing it again, six times. The Last Resort Farm team seemed up to the challenge.
Oh yeah, we fold boxes every day. Last resort.
They weren't quite fast enough to earn a medal.
How do you drop one?
But spirits still high. They were on to the egg race.
Mike, go for silver!
A confusing finish had the Last Resort team thinking they won the egg race bronze, but the judges thought otherwise.
We'll just know in our hearts that we got like third, maybe.
Come on, guys.
Addie, are you disappointed in that?
No, it's fine.
By now, some of the other teams were breaking out performance-enhancing bottled beverages, but Last Resort stayed focused. The most challenging event was nigh. Farm calculations, a series of mathematical farm-related brain teasers.
Oh, add another 44.
The first one was a numbers-crunching doozy about the cost of weeding carrots.
No, so then 107.25.
If two heads are really better than one, the bigger teams had the edge over Team Last Resort, which again finished out of the medals. After that, though, things started looking up for Addie, David, and Mike. They were on the winning side of a multi-team bucket brigade challenge. And the best was yet to come. The most athletic event involved a piggyback ride, a wheelbarrow race, a sack race, and eating a chocolate donut. It was complicated enough to confuse many contestants and one reporter.
Where are the donuts?
But Team Last Resort claimed their first medal.
I think we won that one.
Was the showing good enough to put them in the top six teams to go on to the bonus round?
Standing in first place right now.
As the judges announced the results, the suspense was thick enough to cut with a spade.
The last team that makes it into the final beat is Last Resort.
Even if they didn't excel at bunching beats in the bonus round and claim an Olympic trophy, the team from Last Resort declared victory.
I would say we blew our low expectations out of the water.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was an attitude exemplified by their unofficial motto.
The Last Resort, not last place.
In the end, if there's any news to report here, it's this. Vermont seems to have no shortage of young, enthusiastic people dedicated to keeping alive the state's agricultural heritage and having fun doing it. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zinn.